Well, my own experience of breast cancer, if you like, started in 2000. That's my own journey with breast cancer. That's the stage which I was diagnosed. And the book came out of that immediate experience, initially just for myself. I wrote down what was happening to me and how I felt, and some of the explanations of some of the foreign terms I was meeting. And then was persuaded that I should give it to someone, and not just one woman, but should publish it and give it to more than one woman. So it was written as a story, really a conversation to help other people who are in that sort of lonely foreign world of just discovering cancer. And at that time I said that I would always say yes if I was asked to do anything from breast cancer. And the calendar is the latest thing that I was asked to do.
Right, and how did the calendar come about?
Well, another friend of mine, a woman called Sandra Biddle, likewise has had a similar sort of length of journey of about 6 years now. And towards the end of last year, she had another little bit of a scare. Or, of course, for all of us, our fear is of a recurrence. And Sandra thought that she had arrived at that point, had a lot of bone scans, and fortunately was clear. And in that sort of flourish of gratitude for that, vowed as her New Year's resolution this year, that she was going to organise something and do something for breast cancer. And she's a great organiser. And so she thought of this, that we would do a calendar like the Calendar Girls, and that we would call ourselves Women of Hope. The hope coming from the fact that we were hoping to do a calendar that would be inspirational and that would help other people by that.
Now, the Calendar Girls, as most people know, were a group of women who came together and they posed in the nude.
Uh-huh.
So is that what you've done?
It is indeed, yeah. And we range in age from 38 to 68, so we're not model material. We're all women, all ages, all sorts and all shapes and sizes. But we agreed to it. Sandra was very cute. She didn't put that at the front of the list of things that she asked you to do. But at the tail end of it, that was there. But while we did all bear everything, if you like, it was all done very tastefully.
The reason for doing it in the nude is obviously because of the breast cancer. So how did you react to that?
I think you said the reason is for the breast cancer. I think that's part and parcel of doing the whole thing, was that for a lot of women having breast cancer seriously challenges their self-image, seriously questions, am I still feminine? Am I still attractive? Can I wear anything other than turtlenecks or polo necks? That was my own reaction at first. I thought, oh my God, no more V-necks, no more plunging necklines. And in fact, it's not true. And in fact, you feel every bit as feminine as you ever felt, and hopefully look just as feminine. And so it was important, we felt, to try and show that, and to show that here are a group of 11 women, 11 because in the 12th month we're all together, 11 women, as I say, of all shapes and sizes, all looking like women,
yeah.
And all obviously happy enough with their bodies to take their clothes off.
When you went to the photographer, what was the reaction?
It was quite funny, yeah. The photographer is a well-known photographer in Derry who's won a lot of prizes on a national and international scale. And I went to her with my fears of this nude photography. And she just laughed and she said, do you really think I'm going to produce something that's pornographic? Can you imagine the kind of commissions I'd get if I did that? And she said, no, she said she was going to do something very subtle. And in fact, she was wonderful. She was tremendous in the way she handled it. And as the photos were taken, UTV were doing a documentary of the day, and they were really good too. They sent an all-female team, obviously the photographer's female as well. That made an enormous amount of difference to everybody relaxing and enjoying it, and in fact it was just good fun.
Now, I mean, what do you hope to achieve out of having done all this?
I suppose there are several objectives. It started off with a modest one about raising some funds for our local cancer centre where we were all treated, and in particular to buy new robes, because something that would make people still feel feminine while they're sitting waiting to be seen by the doctor, and not like you were just in prison with a big navy blue gown on you with breast cancer written all over it. But that was a modest beginning. But in fact, it has snowballed quite a bit from that. And one of our thoughts, as well as doing it locally, was that we wanted to help other breast cancer groups. And so we had the first 2,000 of the calendar are sponsored. And we'd already decided we would give a number of those away to other groups so that they in turn could sell them and make some money there too.
Mm-hmm.
So raising money is the first objective, but I suppose the more core one is that it would be a support to those who are not quite as far on as we are, or to this person who's going to be diagnosed next week and begin to try to get their head around this is going to happen to them, that they'll see that there is life after a diagnosis, and it's actually a very good life. And a number of us in different interviews and conversations, all quite independently, said the same thing. We've never been happier than before. We live life more fully than before. And we're really just glad to be alive. It's a celebration of life, I suppose, the Caliber.